Let's go to Pat in Santa Fe on the wild card line. Hey, Pat, welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for holding, by the way.
No problem. I spoke with you back in October, and I told you about something passing my window that wasn't there. I don't know if you remember or not. It opened
the
back
door. Keep going. Keep going.
It opened the screen door, and it opened the wooden door. It closed the screen door and walked back past my window, and it couldn't have been more than a foot away. I believe if the screen hadn't have been there, if I could have seen it, I could have touched it. And, you know, that was really weird.
That was then. So what happened? Anything else?
Yeah.
You're calling me with part two of this story, aren't you?
Right. That happened in July. And in November the 11th, I won't ever forget it because it's my mother's birthday in the 12th. And we were having to sleep in the living room, my younger brother and I. And she had told us to go to bed. And it was, she said, you're late getting in the bed. She said, it's 8:45, get in the bed. Well, we went in there to lay down. And behind the couch was two windows. And you remember a long time ago, they had a windowsill or a partition between the two windows to separate the windows.
Yeah, exactly.
And
or you could even sit there.
No, you couldn't sit on this one.
Not on this one.
This was I guess a 2x4 between the two windows.
Okay.
Anyway, it was raining really bad, and my dad and my older brother had gone to a football game. And my mom was in the bathroom right next to the living room. And something knocked on that piece between the two windows. It knocked 3 times. And, of course, my brother and I ran. And mom said, I told you to go to bed. Well, we went back in there and we all got almost to the couch and it knocked again 3 times. And that went on for about 15 minutes. She went in there that last time. She done drawed that hand back. She was fixing to let us have it. And it knocked again 3 times.
Did she hear it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, she did that time.
And she thought it was one of the boys out in the village there. But the next day, at 6 o'clock in the morning, she got a call. Her brother had burned to death in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Oh, my God.
And
probably right around the time you all heard the knocking.
Yeah. He burned to death at 10 o'clock.
Unbelievable.
Which is 9 o'clock our time.
What did he do? Fall asleep in the house with a cigarette? What happened to him?
No, he worked, he was a painter, and he worked in painting water towers. And he had walked, they told 3 or 4 different stories, but the last story we got, the first story we got, he had fallen and hit the railing and bursted all the pieces. That was the first tale. The third one, he had paint on his clothes, and he walked past a welder, and the sparks caught his clothes on fire. And they said he made it up to the top of the ladder and fell back down into the bottom of the tank.
Oh, my God, what a way to go.
And they said he was running around and around the bottom of the tank screaming, a living torch.
Ugh.
And so...
On to other stories. Wow. All right. Thanks, Pat. Yeah.